This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here, username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
And we're going to your phone calls and thoughts, but coming up, the latest on the terrible judge. The judge from the Ross Ulbricht trial, which we spent a lot of time in the first hour talking about his sadly failed appeal at the appeals court, but the initial judge who was a little tyrant in his courtroom that threatened the jury, that threatened to sequester the jury if people like our friend Derek J. Freeman continued to stand outside holding jury nullification information.
Now, of course, he would not tell the jury why they were being sequestered.
Correct.
So it would be left to their imaginations where they would think, wait a second, juries only get sequestered if they're in danger.
Right.
This guy's being charged as a kingpin. That means that maybe he wants us dead.
Yep, they certainly could have extrapolated that from that situation. And so as a result, the supporters of Ross Ulbricht did decide to leave when talked to by Ross's mother.
Yes.
Ultimately, they're leaving the area. They're no longer protesting, no longer participating. Did not do anything to help Ross's sentence, which was the fear. You know, that was the fear that was built up. And I understand. You know, I'm not upset or blaming his mom Lynn for
right.
being afraid. It's a scary situation. The government's good at being intimidating. But they basically, intimidated them and said, hey, look, if you don't go along with this, if you don't enforce this judge's will on your friends outside who are trying to help do what they can to help inform this jury about jury nullification, your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case, if you don't help him, we're going to punish the jury. And then that's going to mean that he's more likely to get sentenced guilty, and we're more likely to throw the book at him, basically. It was the idea was let's appease this judge in the hopes that she goes easy on Ross.
Yes.
And that did not help. Appeasing this judge did not in any way assist with Ross's sentencing. She threw the book and then a few more books at him in this sentence. It basically couldn't have been worse. Than
right.
what it was. And now the appeals court has decided to uphold this terrible sentence. Judge Catherine Forrest, we're going to talk more about her in a moment. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Brother Ian. Brother Mark. Brother Darrell. That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
We knew you would say that. Go ahead, Ricky.
It also doesn't make
it
any
is.
Difference.
It is. You can look it up.
We don't care. Go ahead.
Massachusetts is also a Commonwealth, as is Virginia and Kentucky.
And they're all tyrants.
Ah, but not quite like here. But that's another story
yep,
for another
day. Pennsylvania is tyrannical in a different way. They're still taxing people to pay for the Johnstown flood of 1889.
Believe me, I'm aggravated as all hell. And that's what brings me to tonight.
All right.
I wish Trump would stay the hell out of PA. You guys notice that he pays a hell of a lot of attention to Pennsylvania?
Nope. I don't pay any attention to Trump. So, I mean, every now and then I hear about Confibi or whatever, but that's about it.
Yeah, I'd like to break his damn Twitter finger. Actually, a lot of people probably would right now.
Actually, I think that's one of the most entertaining parts about Trump is the fact that he just kind of tweets whatever he wants. That's actually one of the things that I like about him.
Yeah.
I don't like a whole lot about Trump.
You like jackasses.
Huh?
So you like jackasses?
Yeah, jackasses can be fun.
Yeah,
Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O.
Stay the hell out of PA, and I'll tell you why, too. Because the reality... Yeah, one of the things you got to watch with him is he only hits conservative districts. That's a very small portion of PA as a whole. You know, I've made myself very clear the way my political stances are. My biggest problem with him is he spends a lot of time here. He spends more time. He was here again recently, like in the past, before this overseas trip. I'll tell you why. You know why he spends so much time here?
Why?
Well, because Pennsylvania is what I call the back door into the country. See, that's what's wrong with the whole secessionist movement.
I bet Pennsylvania wishes you'd stop that.
That didn't answer my question or your question. You were going to explain to us why he spends so much time there. What is it being the back door to the country have anything to do with anything?
Well, if you look throughout the decades, Pennsylvania is very important, and you got 50 of these territories called state, and it's so damn important. Why? We don't have steel. We don't have anything anymore. I mean, most
not
of the
important
stuff
to me. Gone. I haven't been there since I was 10 years old.
There's still steel plants in Pennsylvania.
Isn't the Pittsburgh team called the Steelers?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's very little left. Believe me, I've been in okay. and out of Best
so
of Steel
many times. So let's take your claim at face value, even though I don't necessarily believe it. Pennsylvania is super important. So, again, why
well,
does
it is
Trump...
called the Keystone State. The Keystone's the thing that keeps the arch from falling apart. And
what?
So something,
that,
something
actually,
back
it
door.
Is. It is. It goes back. Okay, it goes back to its role in the Civil War.
But what's that have to do with Trump? Come on, don't distract yourself from answering your own question, please.
The reason, okay, the reason why is because there's a lot of power in Pennsylvania. Because Pennsylvania has...
How would that be the case for the president?
Okay,
he's already got
Virginia.
Enough power. How is
what's
going
the
physically...
What's Virginia and Pennsylvania?
How?
You mentioned about a commonwealth, right?
Huh?
Here's the difference. In Pennsylvania, you have the non-interference by the state. I see it every
huh?
day of my life.
Huh? What are you talking did? About? Non-interference?
What okay, they- as an example... A state cop in Pennsylvania cannot negotiate with people of the Commonwealth. A Commonwealth cop can, say, a Philly cop, or you go...
Negotiate how?
In any fashion.
They take you to court, and he's saying the state trooper can't make you a plea deal, but the Philadelphia beat cop can.
I don't believe it.
Well, no, when it comes
to what? A bunch of crap. And what does that have to do with Donald Trump visiting Pennsylvania?
Because... This is one of the – Pennsylvania has non-interference with the state. The state can only interfere so much. They can take the people's money, and they can only do so much, but they cannot directly interfere with the people of the Commonwealth. When you
taking their money is no interfering idea. With them.
That's about
you
the
weird
yeah,
little man.
That's about the maximum level of interference besides, you know, them actually molesting you. Would you know what you would expect from the state? Your state is just the same, or Commonwealth, or whatever the hell you want to call it. Your group of strangers who are enforcing their beliefs on others at the threat of violence, whatever it is they call themselves, is about the same as every other state.
Yeah,
and
I know
you've
not
persuaded anyone, Ricky. You've persuaded no one to your point, whatever that is. Thank you for the call.
There was a point.
No. Some sort of thing about Donald Trump spending a lot of time in Pennsylvania because it's so important. He just has this narrative about Pennsylvania being the most important state and best state and so on and so forth.
Commonwealth that somehow is not subject to the United States Constitution because he's thrown that out before. No, we're a commonwealth and Article 25 says that we're not subject to the U.S. Constitution.
They are...
And I read Article 25 and it says nothing of the sort.
Yeah, you know, regardless of all of that, they are subject to the rankings of freedom in the 50 states by the Cato Institute, and Pennsylvania never having touched above the above 20, so it has never reached the top two quintiles of states. Mm-hmm. It has been average in the third quintile all along. Pennsylvania is an average state in the United States for freedom. There is nothing special or remarkable. Some imagined status as a commonwealth that Ricky might have.
It's where Ricky lives, so it's special.
Right. I mean, you know, Ricky... Ricky, stay there, please. But,
yeah,
you please. Know, it is not want... a special place as far as freedom goes.
Yeah. Well, Ricky's not a freedom seeker.
No. Well, he acts like one. He talks to some extent like one, but then he's
not
like,
really.
And I'm voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know. What
he doesn't really make any
Ricky
sense,
is,
though.
He's so, a madman.
Yeah, Ricky doesn't make any coherent sense whatsoever. The words coming out of his mouth appear to be sentences, but the meaning behind them is very, very shallow, if there's anything whatsoever that you can discern from what he's saying. So you can join us here, but really, you can call about anything, and Ricky's proof. 855-453 is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We'll be talking about this Catherine Forrest, this terrible, terrifying harridan of a judge in the... Manhattan District.
Yes.
Alleged penguin raper. That's what I've heard. There's rumors going around about that. 855-450 free, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! We are back. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial on in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest on Catherine Forrest, the judge.
in the Silk Road case. Well, she's not going to stop doing her damage to Silk Road. She's going to be doing damage all over the place because that's what judges do. They rule in favor of the state and against freedoms. And in this case, she's attacking UPS. Daryl, I screwed that one up here.
I am convinced that this woman is trying to get a promotion.
Well, most of these judges, lower judges, would love to get promoted, right? That's why they do what they do. They're trying to impress their masters and the state or federal governments.
It would not surprise me if in one of the next two or three Supreme Court openings, her name is not tossed around as a possible replacement.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to, actually, we'll get to your calls if you make them. You can bring up anything that you want. But let's go back to the story about Catherine Forrest, the judge who has now ruled that UPS has to pay, was it $247 million?
Yes.
To the state of New York and the city of New York.
Right. So the combined total to the state and the city is $247 million.
Because they shipped some little cigars.
Yes. And we'll get into the details. In her opinion, Judge Forrest wrote that the penalty needed to be substantial enough to send a message to UPS executives.
These are our children. I mean, there's no price that is too high for them.
Quote,
we have to keep them safe.
And the previous sentence here says that was also to serve as a deterrent to future bad conduct. Not necessarily bad conduct by UPS, just bad conduct, I guess, by anybody.
Right, she's sending a message, as she is wont to do.
Yeah, she wants UPS to enforce the tax laws of given municipalities, thus turning them into involuntary servants. This is the 13th Amendment is very clear that people in the United States should not be subject to involuntary servitude, but the government, over and over again, think about your tax returns for a second, because they don't do themselves. You do accounting work for the Internal Revenue Service every single year, or you pay someone to do it. It's just insane how these judges can wrap their heads around this crap.
Quote, the court is convinced that modest penalties would not make a sufficient corporate impact on UPS as a whole. In March, Judge Forrest found UPS liable for illegally shipping hundreds of thousands of cartons of untaxed cigarettes among Indian reservations, unlicensed dealers, and individual consumers. Those shipments, the state claims, cost the state and the city millions in tax dollars and violated a 2005 agreement between the state and UPS not to ship cigarettes to unlicensed recipients.
Mm.
Judge Forrest chided UPS for having a corporate culture that promoted sales over compliance.
The government should be the highest priority is what her opinion is.
Of course
is.
It is. Yes, this woman is a statist, arch statist.
Oh, yes.
A woman willing to lie in order to fit into her paradigm.
You are only in business because we allow you to be UPS. Right. You will do as we say or we will punish you.
Your shipping business, you didn't build that.
When handing down this huge penalty, she again criticized UPS's culture, saying that company officials had shown a, quote, lack of acceptance of responsibility for their actions at issue in the case. UPS said that it was extremely disappointed in the ruling.
Yeah, no
Susan
kidding.
Rosenberg, director of public relations at UPS, said the court's monetary award is excessive and far out of the bounds of constitutional limits, particularly given that the shipments at issue generated around $1 million in revenue.
Wow.
Not it was $1 million
profit
of tax that should have been paid. No. It was $1 million of revenue to UPS.
Which isn't even profit. That's just their revenue.
The ruling in the 2015 lawsuit.
We made $100,000 off of this, and now they have to pay, you know, $240,000, whatever. I don't know what their profits are.
$165.8 million to New York State. $81.2 million to New York City.
Pretty soon, people are going to stop doing business in that state.
Yes.
I mean, it has gone from the third most populous state to the fourth most populous state in relatively recent history.
There's still a lot of business getting done in New York City.
It sure is, but it's just a terrible place to do it.
We're about to go there tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand, and we're going to pay some amount of money to be there.
Yes,
taxes,
we are.
And
pay through the nose. The hotel room is going to be over $300, including taxes, just for one night.
Yep.
How high is the occupancy tax?
Oh,
it was like $50.
Yeah, $40, $50, something like that. So, anyway, it's just disgusting because you know what's going to happen here is UPS, they're going to have to pass on the cost to their consumers. So all this woman did was she just increased the cost of shipping, which is already very expensive because of the cost of gas and, you know, inflation and all that. She just jacked up the rates. Yeah, maybe they're only going to make the New York customers pay this, but I suspect it's going to be spread across the United States. So
probably
everybody who's shipping with UPS is now going to have to absorb these costs. It may only be a penny or two or whatever across the whole country, but they're going to increase prices. That's how this stuff gets dealt with. It's not like the UPS executives are going to turn out their pockets and, you know, shake some spare change on the floor to pay this fine. No, it's coming out of the company. It's coming out of the customers.
Yeah, well, it comes out of the rates. I mean, that's a choice you make when you choose to use UPS. I mean, I mean, isn't that the same thing you say about taxpayers? I mean, this is UPS isn't too big to fail. I don't think what you're making there is a particularly good argument. I mean, corporations have to make profits, but I mean, you know, if UPS had actually done something wrong, you wouldn't be arguing against a fine for them because
I'm against fines in general, because what needs to happen is if UPS did something wrong, like damaged a customer or something like that, or broke a package that they were shipping, then they have to make compensation to the individual that they wronged or the company that they wronged. Fines don't ever make anyone whole. Fines just enrich the government and encourage them to continue their terrible behavior. People should not pay fines.
Eric Schneiderman, the state attorney general in New York, says the $166 million coming to our state marks a win for New Yorkers and our public health. How the hell is this fine going to do anything to improve public health?
It's absurd. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do we have some more brilliant quotes from these bureaucrats? Okay. 855-450-3733. Speaking of tax burdens, you talked about people leaving New York. How about people leaving the United States entirely? Well, we've got a look at some of those numbers coming up here on Free Talk Live. Me and Daryl and Mark.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More people deciding to call it quits on the United States. And this is not new news. I mean, it's a new story. It was published 10 hours ago over at CNBC. But during the Barack Obama administration, people were leaving in droves.
And they increased the exit fee dramatically.
Yeah. And then now they're still leaving. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to remind you that if you want to help support Free Talk Live and get the stuff you want or need from Amazon, you just go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's some other links to other stores there, like Walmart and some other stuff over at shop.freetalklive.com. But most people go through those Amazon links. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You just click into the right Amazon for you. And then get the stuff that you're looking for and feel good because Free Talk Live gets a good cut of each sale when you do that. So head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Let's start up with Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I was reading the local alibi paper here, and it was reported that our pedestrian fatality nationally went up by 11%. So it's 6,000 pedestrians were killed in America.
Hmm.
But they say that the whole deal is that the cause is unknown. What is that about?
Wait. Cause is unknown?
Cars. People getting run over by cars is probably the number one cause of traffic or pedestrian fatalities.
Well, the thing is, okay, 11%, what does that mean? Okay, out of a 1,000 people were killed a year before, so 111 more people got killed. That's what it means. basically. So more, 11% more got killed, but they say the cause is unknown. I mean, they're speculating it's more of a cell phone usage. I know exactly why. Because we moved half of our red light cameras.
It's probably cell phone usage. I can tell you as a fireman that the deadliest things on the road are the lack of seatbelt use and cell phones.
I'll tell you something else that winds up leading to increased pedestrian fatalities is stupid college kids running out into the road thinking cars are just going to magically stop for them because there's a stop for pedestrian law.
Well, then, I was also told that worldwide, more people were killed by automobiles than any other thing. So the war
smoking kills more people. Sorry. Smoking.
What about alcohol?
What about the American foreign policy?
Auto. Heart attack?
Well, I mean, no, I'm talking about globally. Globally, auto related
diarrhea.
People globally
dysentery.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you're way off on that one, Sarah.
Globally, they don't even have that many cars.
Yeah, a quick Google search would tell you what global causes of death. I'm pretty sure diarrhea is up there. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, what is it that the lack of iodine does to you? Is it goiter?
I don't think that's what it is.
What is it? There's some sort of problem that the rest of the world, a lot of the rest of the world has because they don't have iodized salt. They don't have any iodine in their diet. And this leads to severe, like, some sort of health problem. And I'm forgetting what it is.
Goiter is mentioned.
Yeah, I feel like it's goiter. I don't know if that's a cause of death for those folks, but it definitely, you know, is a problem out there. So you can call, comment. You can bring up whatever you want. Stefan is on.
So I've got the...
Oh, yes.
Yes. Top from the WHO,
top 10 causes
of death, ischemic heart disease, stroke, low respiratory infections, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, trachea, bronchitis, lung cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, diarrhea, tuberculosis,
so diarrhea,
road injury.
Road injury at the very bottom.
Of the top 10.
And that would include people who are driving as well and, you know, passengers in cars.
Correct.
In addition to the pedestrians. So thank
Correct.
You for sharing that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Stefan in Ohio, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yesterday you guys were talking about basic income, and one of the arguments I always hear from people on the left is, well, we're going to need basic income because in the future all of the jobs will be gone from automation.
That's
what do
the
you
claim.
Make of that?
That's the claim. We discussed this in detail on last night's show. But yeah, I mean, Daryl, you weren't on the show, so you want to take a crack at that question? Go ahead.
Repeat the question.
People say that we're going to need basic income one day because automation is going to get rid of all the readily available jobs.
That's just laughable because people are still going to have to, you know, program the machines. And they said the same thing about, you know, automation during the Industrial Revolution. Like, you know, all of these machines are going to take all of the jobs. And, you know, like the automotive industry was going to, you know, take away all the jobs, but, you know, there's still a group of people that want to have handmade wagons for some reason. There are still candle makers, even though there's this thing called electricity that makes lighting a lot more efficient.
I get what you're saying, but isn't it possible that for the most part, that the vision, at the very least, that jobs will pretty much disappear in some distant future. Isn't that
yes.
a possibility?
It's possible.
I would say that it is possible.
However, what they're asking us to do is predict the future. They're suggesting a premise and then asking you to predict the future about
and they're
it.
Suggesting
that is not the way we make government policy, people.
Well, and they're suggesting that you predict that future and then go ahead and make that policy right now based on
right.
it. Well, we're going to need this someday, so we need to have
and
this. But hold on. The point I wanted to make was, even if it's true that the jobs go away, like, we would have this complete paradigm shift. It could happen. It's possible. How probable it is, we don't know. But even
that's
if that's
the
possible,
difference of how possible versus probable.
Let's just say it happens. That doesn't mean that the basic universal income is a good idea. You know,
right.
Even if all the jobs go away, you know, you're not going to solve that problem, if it is a problem, with inflating the money supply, if money's even necessary at that point.
Right, and if there is, and I don't necessarily believe this, but if there is this, you know, utopian sort of thing to where machines just do all the stuff, then why does anybody need money if
That's
the
right.
machines can just, you know, replicate whatever?
Well, the claim from last night was that, because Mark, you had, a story about this, but or maybe it was Johnson. Anyway, the basic idea was that essentially the reason you would need this is a transitionary kind of program,
mm-hmm.
meaning that, oh, yeah, once you're post-scarcity, once there's, you know, you can have a replicator with
there's
any
no
kind
scarcity.
Of thing, then, yeah, you don't need money there. But getting to that point, you're going to need to have money, and so therefore basic universal income.
Okay, so let's just, you know, allow things to happen naturally. But, you know, this sort of thing, and it's not just this discussion. There are a lot of discussions where somebody starts with a premise, and then they'll basically throw it out and say, disprove my premise
yes.
that you've never really considered before ever until I just threw it out to right. you right now.
And
oh, you can't disprove it, therefore you're wrong.
Also, you know, Star Trek isn't post-scarcity. They need dilithium crystals upon which to run the Enterprise or whatever. So they still have this currency in dilithium crystals. I mean, they're more like bearer bonds than they are like loose change, in that they're very valuable in rather than being sort of slightly valuable. Just because you can build a house for free, you can have all the snacks you want for free, you can power the house for free, doesn't mean that you don't have an impact on the environment. So then you have this fiat currency in pollution. So for instance, carbon dioxide, which you're exhaling on a regular basis, or whatever form of pollution the news more sustainable living units create, is still a form of currency in that you have to offset this stuff, blah, 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 blah. I mean, really, when you start looking at the future, the only real good solution is to harvest all the human heads and put them in a bag and throw them in a river. Right? Because we are, life is costly, and people just don't look at it any other way. I don't know. It's a mess. I don't know how
all
to
right,
deal with
it. Stefan, we'll let you respond.
One day robots
here.
Are going to be here. So, how am I supposed to deal with that?
Maybe Stefan has an answer to his own question as well. I don't know. We'll check back with him here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Kofefe.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. And that gets you in the club, so to speak. You get access to special AMP-only perks like AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials our normal podcast does. Not that our normal podcast has many commercials. It's way down from if
like
you listen
six.
Live. Yeah, if you listen live to the show, you get a lot more commercials because that's just kind of the radio model. But the podcast is a way to cut that down, and the AMP-only podcast cuts it down to only the stuff we talk about live, like this one. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up there. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, and Bitcoin as well. You get all those cool perks and more. Plus, you can help Free Talk Live, because basically what we're doing with that $5 is we're investing it into the show. We're using it to get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. There's a discussion going on right now in the AMP-only Facebook group about, all right, well, we just recently split off the LRN satellite feeds into its own satellite fundraiser Patreon, which you can go and contribute to at patreon.lrn.fm. So now that we have a few, let's say, a couple few hundred extra dollars per month that we could spend on something else, what should it be? People seem to want to do some internet outreach. They wanted to, let's recruit new internet listeners for Free Talk Live, because we're done.
I tend to think that internet listeners are, they tend to be more loyal, listen to the show longer,
tend to be more likely to contribute.
Yeah, contribute on a larger basis. There's that. Radio listeners are numerous and great, but I could just say from doing this show for 15 years, it's the internet listeners that seem to be form the basis of our amplifiers.
That's not to say that we don't have great radio listeners who are dedicated to the show, but you guys sort of pay by listening to your radio stations and hearing all those commercials. And our internet listeners don't have to do that, and so they're more likely to give money directly to the show, and they're more likely to be libertarian and sort of support the message of this program. So one of the discussions going on now is, all right, well, if we're going to spend some money doing internet recruiting, which I think is a good idea, what should we do? And I'm still open to ideas. Some people said Facebook ads, and I'm like, oh, my God, Facebook ads, really? I mean, that's the majority of what people are saying is we should advertise on Facebook. And we did that in the past, and I'll admit, I'm not a, you know, ad online guru. Like, I'm the kind of guy who's like, throw some money at this, and then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I know there's people out there who tweak and tweak and tweak and tweak and tweak, and, you know, they try to make their ads.
I think if we could find one of those people, we'd probably do a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that'd be cool. But ultimately, isn't it true that Facebook requires you to advertise Facebook? Like, You can promote your Facebook page on Facebook.
You can promote
a post.
I know you can promote a post. You can promote an event. But
all that's Facebook-oriented, right?
Right?
Even if you're promoting a post with a link to the thing you actually want to promote, let's say this, in our case, the podcast, you know, a way for people to listen to our show later on down online, they would still then see the post that was being promoted by your dollars. But then they'd still have to actually click on that promoted post in order to go to the podcast. Whereas, I don't know, it just doesn't seem as effective to me as like a Google AdWord or something like that. And even then, I still don't like throwing money at Google either. But I feel better about giving Google money than I do Facebook money. They just feel more useful to me in general. But what are some other options? Because these are like the easy options. Oh, you throw some money at Facebook. Throw some money at Google. You know, what else? Somebody suggested hiring somebody to cut clips of the show out and upload those to social media, which might be a more effective
way.
Right,
and that's something that I believe the Young Turks do, to where, you know, they'll have short clips out of their longer show that get posted places, and then you post those shorter clips, you know, and have those be the sponsored content thing.
Right, or at the very least, the clips will get shared more because the Facebook algorithm, they're shorter, and the Facebook algorithm promotes Facebook videos. So if you upload that clip to the Facebook platform, it's more likely to get more shares than the YouTube version.
Right. Well, here's the question that you have to ask: do you want to promote the Facebook page or do you want to promote the YouTube channel?
Well, that's the thing. Facebook's more likely to promote their own content, so they're going to down-mod any YouTube posts that you make. The point would be to promote Free Talk Live.
Right, but if you post the YouTube video, you could do ads on YouTube to promote the YouTube video, or if you post the video to Facebook, you could do Facebook ads to promote the Facebook video. So the question is, which of those two things would you rather be promoting?
Well, I'd rather be promoting the podcast personally because that's really
it's easier to count.
I don't know. That's why I say I don't know what to do. So I'm interested in hearing ideas. If you want to contribute to that discussion, you can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com, and then we'll get you into the Facebook group there, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And if you don't have Facebook, you can just shoot us suggestions directly at ian@freetalklive.com or mark@freetalklive.com, and we will take those under advisement. Let's go back to Stefan in Ohio. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you had called to ask about this universal basic income discussion that we talked about the other night here on Free Talk Live. And as I said, I'm sure this is going to come up again and again as, you know, more robots are taking our jobs. More people are going to talk about this.
Did you hear that Mark Zuckerberg apparently was promoting UBI recently?
Right. Yep.
Apparently now there is a Zuckerberg 2020 FEC
hack
group.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting because when I heard about that, I thought to myself, well, why would Mark Zuckerberg promote it? But then I thought about it, and it's like then more people can stay at home and use Facebook.
Also, Mark Zuckerberg would, we would look at what have been the most successful campaigns in his lifetime, and he would probably look at Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders, right? And, I don't know what his political proclivities are, but if he
probably not a libertarian.
If he prefers Bernie Sanders, then he tries to look at, well, what did Bernie Sanders do wrong? And a couple of things that Bernie Sanders did wrong was being old and kind of cranky sounding. Ah, you know? And so if he could do Bernie Sanders without the old and cranky, because Bernie Sanders can't help being 80, right?
That's right.
But if he can do it without doing the old and cranky thing, then he figures to himself, well, then I can be president, because Hillary Clinton almost was, and she basically had to cheat. We don't know what would have happened if she didn't cheat, sort of in the DNC, you know, elections thing, but it was pretty close. So, yeah, it's a fair plan.
I'm sorry. I hate when people say that the Democratic primary was close, because it really was not.
Well,
the delegate count was very close if you do not include the superdelegates. Well, so that is a factual statement.
Would you consider 8 points to be close?
8 points is close.
That's close.
Yeah, that's 4 points change in sides.
But in a general election against two candidates, we would consider 8 points to be a substantial margin.
But
why don't
again,
we feel the same?
We don't
about
know what the effect of her stacking the deck from the get go. And I'm not saying that she would have lost, but we don't know the effect.
And it's also not just the quote unquote popular vote in the primaries that determines who the nominee is. It's the allocation of those delegates. And again, the delegate count, if you don't include the superdelegates, was incredibly close.
From what I'm looking at here, Bernie Sanders had 1,846, and Hillary had 2,205.
Are you betting the superdelegates? The superdelegates. That was the final tally.
That's just pledged.
Are you sure? Because the numbers that I saw was, when you subtracted out the superdelegates, it was a lot closer.
Like, how close are we talking about? Like dozens of votes? Or
I think it was dozens.
Here, let me see here. Together, Hillary Clinton had 2,205 pledged delegates, and Bernie Sanders had 1,846.
Weren't the superdelegates pledged to her because they were superdelegates?
Well, superdelegates give endorsements. So,
No, superdelegates can say, I am pledged to.
Right, the Democratic Party isn't Democratic. I mean, come on.
Right.
Just like the Republican Party doesn't believe in republics.
Right, that's how they stacked the deck against Bernie Sanders, was through this superdelegate thing.
To be fair, they didn't create the superdelegate thing to halt Bernie. The superdelegate thing had been in existence
since
the
80s. Yes, but that's what they used to stack the deck, because it's all the old school Dems who are on Hillary's side.
They used that, plus they gave favorable treatment to Hillary in giving her data that the DNC had, and they did not give some of that data to Bernie.
Out of time. Thanks, Stefan, for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.